Good Monday morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN here on this final day of January. Coming up this hour, we get an update from Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism, and we'll also hear from the Abilene and Smoky Valley Railroad. We've got a major initiative they're going to be talking about here later on in the show. We start off, though, with the Riley County Game Warden, Ben Jelica, joining us here in the studio. Good morning, sir.
Happy Monday, Brandon. It's been 23 months since I've got to come in here.
Is that right?
Yes.
Holy cow.
We tried for it last time, and our calendars didn't agree. But it's 23 months.
To 2 years.
Well, we could, yeah. But I'm you know how I can be. I can be very accurate. That's
a nice attribute.
But it's been a long time, and I'm so glad. That was back when we were young.
Yeah, I have a few more gray hairs myself, and it's insane. That's been
now
a long
last
time.
Month. I was here to greet the new year, and we had the same situation. We had an impending snowstorm. And yeah. We've got that this week, don't we?
We do, yeah. Looks like we're going to get dumped on again here. Don't know how much, but yeah.
Well, the advice is, just like you said, they're going to be out there exercising the snow clearing equipment, and then they're going to be on the roads. They're going to be out there if we can stay out of their way. They've got a big job to do, and we sure, just like last time, we appreciate that they're going to be out there making it so we can get around.
And we could certainly use the moisture. It's been so dry here lately.
It is. It's desert-like. All of, November, December, it was something like being in Texas, I'm pretty sure. And today's going to be that way.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen notifications almost daily, not every day, but quite a bit for these burn bans. And, I'm sure it wouldn't take much to start a fire out there.
Well, it's dry now, and it's getting warmed up, which is kind of good. It's clearing off the ice. I'll give you a tip that the fish are biting out at the trout pond out at Willow Lake. I've seen some fish caught, and the ice is finally clearing. That's one thing that nice weather is bringing is we're going to have the fishing fever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt about it. It's always a good time to get out and fish, and I will probably need to renew my license here at some point. And to do that here, I know there's some perks about that.
Well, yeah, one thing about getting a license is, and I tell about everybody that I check, that if you go get a license, I think the cost is $27.50. Mm. And that price, the cost went up from $20 nominal to $25, but if you buy a license, if you pay for 4 years, you get the fifth year free. So you can buy a hunting or a fishing license for $100 plus $2.50 for 5 years. And those, and again, when the price changed back, this goes back nearly 10 years, I think. Yeah, when the price changed, they also made it so that it didn't expire at the end of the year. It expires 365 days. So everyone who buys a license gets the same amount of days, 365 days to fish. But, it makes a good gift, and it's, that opportunity is there, and it'll save some money.
All right, very good. Well, Ben, we're going to be talking about a few different things here today, and you got some events coming up starting here in the month of February that you'd like to highlight.
Well, I'll put a plug in for Riley County Fish and Game Association has an outdoor swap meet, and this event is at Seco Park at Potoff Hall, and it is going to be February 12th. And the February 12th, this has gone on for at least 10 years, I think. So it's got a lot of momentum. It's a pretty good event. It starts out 8 o'clock in the morning. It costs $1 to get in the door, and all kinds of hunting and fishing equipment that people bring in. They get a table. The purchase of a table that doesn't cost too much, but it's a swap meet. So they usually fill up that Potter Hall. It's a pretty good event.
All right. And will there be an auction associated with that as well?
Well, the auction is in March, and that's a banquet. And you can't believe the amount of kids. I think the last one we had was 40 kids. But the tickets for the banquet in March, that's on March 5th at 5:30. It's a catered meal. They come in from Ricky's of Hanover, comes in and caters that meal. It's always been just a great meal. And they have a silent auction. They have a not-silent auction. What do you call a non-silent auction?
I don't know.
Live auction?
Yeah, live one.
Yeah.
There you go.
You're welcome.
It's nice to have an expert in the house. But they have a live auction, a silent auction, and it really is catered to some kids, and I've seen 40 kids running around that thing. They pretty well fill it up. Again, you can go back if you're missing these dates. If you don't have your pencil out, February 12th is the swap meet. March 5th is the banquet or the dinner. Art auction is what it kind of went by, and that's a fundraiser that supports a lot of the programs that Riley County Fish and Game Associates supports.
All right, very good. We have a caller here on hold, so we'll go to the phone lines next. Robert is standing by. Go ahead.
Yeah, we were wondering about the price this year on the trout pond for a license.
Yeah, I think it's $14.50, and that, again, is a 365-day trout permit.
And then I'm 76, so now I don't need a fishing and hunting license anymore, do I?
That's correct. And just to expound on that, let's say you're 65. Dave's not 65 yet, but if you're 65, you can buy one that lasts till you're 75. And
how are we doing on the count of the cougars up at Fancy Creek? We had five at one time 15 years ago.
Well, I don't know about that. I've been around 15 years, but I'm not in the know on that. But back to your 60, if you're 65, you get a license that lasts you till 75.
And well, I've missed 75 years of the cranes coming in off of Nebraska, but I've seen one of the migrations of pelicans right down through the bridge up there at Randolph.
Oh yeah, and the pelicans are here every year.
And the big swarm of seagulls north of the Randolph Bridge, it looked like a big tornado. And of course this year I haven't seen any snow geese, but usually we see the snow geese.
I think they'll be arriving, and you're going to see those if you take the alternative route to Topeka. You're going to see those on the river bottom on the Kansas River all the way. If you took 24 to Topeka, you'll run into the snow geese on the Kansas River bottom. Back, I'm not sure if I got that. That, you know, at age 65, you can get a license that lasts you to your 75. That was part of that first part of what you brought up.
All right. Thanks for the call, Robert. We're going to take a timeout real quick, and more with Ben Jedlicka in a moment here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.